well, how do you eat an elephant? And the response is always, you can't eat it all the time, so you have to start actually one small bite at a time. And I feel like in terms of life shape and our approach and engaging marketplace professionals and specifically the Chick-fil-A family has been that we're gonna start small, we're gonna start in areas that we know we can have influence and impact upon, and then as God allows and God opens up opportunity to grow that impact and grow the scope of what we do, we've moved into that.
Welcome to the Lead Like Jesus podcast. This is Karen Conley, and I'm so glad that you are joining me today for this edition of Lead Like Jesus. I am thrilled to welcome back Steve Rubido. Steve, thank you so much for coming back.
My pleasure to be here with you. Thank you.
I hope that all of our listening audience had a chance to meet you in our last podcast. You are the programming manager for Life Shape, which is one of the three divisions of Chick-fil-A that is reaching out not only to our country, but across the world. And we are so glad to have you back. For anybody that missed that first podcast, you need to go back and find it on iTunes and listen to it, but maybe just give us a recap so that those joining us can have the context of who and what Life Shape is.
Yeah, definitely. Life Shape is one of the nonprofits in the Chick-fil-A family of nonprofits, and our purpose is to glorify God by breaking the cycle of spiritual poverty. And as we talked about last time, that we do that through what we call three strategic interventions. And the first is discipleship, so discipling the nation, seeing believers grow in their walks with Christ. Number two, seeing children flourish, engaging kids around the world in significant ways to help restore them and help provide lives so they can thrive. And then third, cultivating servant leaders. And that third one, all of them really overflow into why we partner with Lead Like Jesus, but specifically that third one, cultivating servant leaders, is one that resonates certainly deeply with our partnership with Lead Like Jesus.
Obviously, we do share a huge desire to help companies and cities and countries learn what servant leadership looks like. As you have had this opportunity through Life Shape, your fingerprint is not just nationally, but it's internationally. As you're doing work around the globe, as we kind of focus maybe first on this idea of leadership, what would you say is the greatest leadership need that you see?
I really feel like as we travel to various areas, obviously just here in the U.S., you see it, but certainly in other nations as well. I mean, leaders that people can trust, I think is such a huge thing. Leaders that what we like to call it, lead with integrity and purpose, who both get the job done but also do the right thing. That's such a huge gap and unfortunately pretty rare as we look around the world.
I do think that in our culture, there are times that we can be critical of ourselves as a nation and as leadership. But when you take that step outside of the United States and you walk into different cultures, what would your message be and what have your experiences been when you make that statement of where that gap is?
I think it's pretty evident. I used to live in India for almost a decade. And so I know as I shared this message when I was there in India, it definitely resonated. I think people know, they see it, they understand that corruption's there and that the natural leadership structures that are in place don't lend themselves towards a servant leadership model. I think everybody likes the idea, but everybody thinks, oh, it's just probably not possible.
I know that you have partnered with Lead Like Jesus. How do you think that message, the message that Lead Like Jesus brings, is positioned to help you partner with you to fill that need?
I really feel like the incredible nature of the Lead Like Jesus encounter and content is that it really differs itself from other leadership curriculum, and there are thousands of different leadership models out there, but it focuses on the leader themselves, on the character of a leader, on refining the perspective of a leader, their motivation for leadership, the way that they go about leadership. And I love that because, again, unlike other leadership models, which mostly focus on skills, this really hones in on the leader themselves and developing habits so they can stay a good leader over the long haul and not just the short term.
I know that you have a Christ-centered focus at Life Shape, as does Lead Like Jesus, but also this is a message that even non-Christian businesses can embrace, that Jesus himself as the model of leadership. How have you seen that message transfer as you've gone into these international environments?
The incredible thing about Jesus, I mean, when you talk about religions and Hinduism and Islam and Christianity, I think people can kind of take a suspicious view of things. But when you talk about Jesus as the person, There's very few people, and this was my experience while I was in India, there's very few people who can argue against the incredible character, the effectiveness, the compassion and love of Jesus as a leader. And so I love that when you talk about that, it spans across and breaks down barriers and strongholds and objections, because he was just such a great leader. Specifically, I saw Ken Blanchard when he came to India, stand in front of a group of, I think it was 150 plus C-level leaders. I was amazed at how naturally he was able to shift from modern concepts of leadership to talking about how Jesus was his role model for leadership and the why behind that. Again, with folks who were many, many non-believers in that room, but well-received because of who Jesus was, and it's hard to argue against.
And Ken Blanchard can do it with such ease and such warmth that I love getting that picture in my mind. Such a great man that has used his opportunities to further the gospel as well. So it's neat to see two organizations that are like-minded partnering together to make a difference. Steve, can you talk a little bit about LifeShape's desire to build intentional relationships across all of the sectors of society and just the way that you have enabled your marketplace professionals to engage with others about the message of Jesus?
Through our partnerships, and that's why we have such an emphasis and dedication to coming alongside partners around the world, they're already engaged with these multiple sectors of society. And so we've had opportunities to send our marketplace professionals from the Chick-fil-A family to do a wide variety of things. One, by going to, let's say, digging clean water wells with partners who have an expertise in that area, and administering to the most poverty-stricken levels of society, and seeing how God's used moved his spirit to transform those societies and those communities. And then also to see our teams engaged at the highest levels of government leaders, business leaders within societies. And then the wide spectrum in between, from various contexts, from the media dimension to business to the clerical dimension. So it's been really neat to see God move and provide opportunities for our teams, again, as you say, to impact multiple sectors of society.
I love that. And I know that in our last podcast, you gave an example of just the impact that it had on some of your Chick-fil-A employees. I know people love stories. I love stories. So are there any other examples that you can give us of a success story that, whether it be the impact on your teams that you're taking over sees, or maybe even to the people that you are ministering and bringing servant leadership to?
I shared just briefly about a story of one of our partners on the ground in Mexico City, Sid Rios, how through the interactions of our teams, he was so impacted that his testimonies that transformed his marriage, helped him become a better husband and father, and then transformed his leadership style as he served within a government hospital. And he has since risen through the ranks pretty squarely from that time, and continues to have greater influence and greater impact through the service of our teams impacting him. We've got multiple other stories too of I know, again, in Mexico City, a small caterer of what at that time was a very, very small catering business. I think it was 5 years later, our teams went back to Mexico City and interacted and saw that same small business owner. And he had since grown his business significantly and credited the servant leadership model that our teams had communicated and shared during those years past, that helped him to propel his business to new heights. And so those are just some neat stories, again, of impact of how God has moved. And through the obedience of a franchise owner in South Carolina, deciding to say, hey, I can give and spend the time to go overseas internationally and invest into other leaders, other businessmen around the world.
What I love about that is you're seeing the fruit of the labor. And also, as we talked about in the first podcast, you have been very intentional and strategic to narrow the focus of what LifeShape does, that you're not trying to, as my husband would often say, boil the ocean, but to be strategic in the areas that you make a difference. And so when you can go back and see how that intentionality bore fruit 5 years later, that's just a win for everybody involved.
Definitely. And I think, to your point, I think for us, obviously, even breaking the cycle of spiritual poverty is such a breathtaking task or elephant to begin getting your mind around. So for us, we really felt like, how is it that God has called us to do that? And so those three areas that I mentioned, the discipleship, cultivating servant leaders, and seeing children flourish, are areas that we can use almost as a filter to say, where do we invest our time, efforts, and work in a very focused way that will lead to significant impact, knowing full well that God has the master plan and he's going to cover all the bases. He specifically called us to cover these bases.
Steve, you just tapped into something that we just can't leave. I can't just leave this alone, because what you just said, even as I opened up the website and was looking, I was like, wow, here's an organization that they're saying that their goal is to break the cycle of spiritual poverty. Like, that is such a gigantic goal. So there's that sense within us of what can I do as an individual, or what can my company really do that would really move the needle at all? So speak into that, where you were just headed. I just want to give you an opportunity to maybe speak to our audience a little bit more about the importance of entering into kingdom-sized things, but doing it in such a way that there is a way to measure and to know that you are using your gifts in the way that's going to make an impact.
Well, I feel like when I was living in India, one of the things that would be a common saying was, big problems or issues or things we were trying to tackle, we would call elephants. You know, we would pose the question quite a bit during our training, well, how do you eat an elephant? And the response was always, you can't eat it all the time, so you have to start actually one small bite at a time. And I feel like in terms of life shaping, our approach and engaging marketplace professionals and specifically the Chick-fil-A family has been that we're gonna start small, we're going to start in areas where we know we can have influence and impact upon. And then as God allows and as God opens up opportunity to grow that impact and grow the scope of what we do, we've moved into that. And so we've had exactly that. We began very small by taking just a few teams, Chick-fil-A owner operation corporate staff that were willing to experiment with us on this when we sent our first teams. First trip was to Costa Rica. We delivered some servant leadership training there in Costa Rica. And from there, we've just seen things grow to now that we send, again, over 50 projects or teams around the world every year. Over 325 or so of the Chick-fil-A family go every year to serve on these projects and help our partners.
Okay, so let me just make sure that we bust any myths here. So you're saying the first time that LifeShape did this, it wasn't a perfect program with all the answers?
That's exactly right. Yeah, I think we learned a lot by mistake, and you know, the best lessons learned are by mistake, and I love that concept of failing forward. So absolutely.
And I just hope, because sometimes there's this misperception when you watch something that's successful, that's making an impact, and when you look at an organization like LifeShape and you're having such tremendous success, it's easy for somebody who has that heartbeat and has that desire to think, well, there's no way we could do it that well. Yet, I hope what they're hearing is, you know what? You started small. Even LifeShape, even Chick-fil-A started small and learned what they could and then saw God bless the heart and the intent behind it. I hope that will be an encouragement to everyone that, you know, you're right. You may not get it all right the first time and you probably need to start small, but that gives you an opportunity to make the course adjustments and to see what you need to tweak for the next time.
That's right, Karen. And I really do believe that, you know, sometimes as leaders and those who of us can be perfectionists, it almost immobilizes us from action because mm-hmm. we want to get everything perfect the first time. And I just want to free everyone from that, just to say, as long as you're walking in obedience, moving forward, we're going to make mistakes. God's factored that into the whole picture, and knowing that we are fallible. And so just go out and do, learn, adapt as necessary, and move forward.
That's fantastic. God has factored in the fact that we're going to make mistakes. That is so true. We have not caught him by surprise yet. So that's fantastic. The other thing, and you mentioned this in our first conversation, but when you were talking about really the foundation and the beginning days as this organization was taking shape, you mentioned that John and Trudy, they had gifts and passions specific to children and specific to the areas that this organization is targeting. How important is it, would you say, as a company or an organization, a nonprofit, is wanting to make an impact? Where do the gifting and the passions, how important is that in their design?
Oh, I think it's instrumental. It's integral. You know, God gives vision, and he gives vision specifically to leaders. And we believe in LifeShape, and Chick-fil-A believes this as well, that organizations rise and fall in their leadership. And so John and Trudy, for us, have been instrumental leaders who received a vision from God to engage this idea of glorifying God by breaking the cycle of spiritual poverty and using their passions, their talents, you know, for discipleship, for kids, for servant leaders specifically, to advance those passions in such a way to break the cycle of spiritual poverty. So I'd say that you can't get around the importance of leveraging the passion and gifts of your leaders.
Absolutely. Well, in reference to that, I know you said that children was one of their passions. Would you take a moment to talk to us about how LifeShape is strategically trying to improve the lives of children all across this country? What types of things are you doing?
WinShape, our sister organization, ministers about 30,000 kids a year through their WinShape Camps program, which I love. And last year, I think there was over 3,000 kids that came to Christ through that. So just some incredible work that they're doing. And that Trudy has been very instrumental in that work. And so that's something that is ongoing. For LifeShape, one of the things that has really resonated for us, and we're involved with various communities where we're engaging kids, orphanages, and various things. However, the thing that really has stood out over the last number of years has been this this desire by John and Trudy and therefore through our work at LifeShape to engage the human trafficking issue. We believe it's such an incredible thing and a relevant issue today. And when I think about the fact that there are over 30 million slaves today and a good majority of them are kids, so under the age of 18, being trafficked for labor, sex, and other things. So this is an issue that has really been important to us as LifeShape. And so we have engaged with a number of partners that have work in anti-human trafficking efforts in various places around the world. Specifically, we engage with several that have aftercare homes that work on the restoration of young girls that have been rescued out of trafficking, young boys in the same context. And so we teach life skills to those partners and those girls and boys. We teach them business skills that have been very meaningful, and we help them in various ways. But then just this past year and a half, we've engaged with what we call freedom businesses. And so these are businesses around the world that have been formed to combat human trafficking. And we've come alongside these businesses away, and we're just launching a pilot where we're going to be helping these businesses to build their capacity, to build their effectiveness, to become better businesses, to increase their bottom line so that they can help more young girls and boys coming out of trafficking.
Wow. Give us an example of what that might look like, that there's a freedom business in some type of international setting and that you are going in to help them be more profitable. So again, another partnership example. What would that look like?
What we're looking at is rolling out a year and a half program with a couple of these businesses where we would deliver Lead Like Jesus, as well as some of our Chick-fil-A leadership models. So we have four modules: lead self, lead others, lead teams and organizations. Again, we're very skill heavy on the Chick-fil-A leadership side, and but we would mix those two leadership those contents together and roll it out with our partners to help them establish leadership development programs within their organizations, where they could what we would call create a pipeline of leadership from these young girls and boys rescued out of trafficking that flow into their organizations to, again, help them to create strong leadership pipelines within their organizations. But then also we would leverage our various departments within Chick-fil-A, marketing, distribution, real estate, talent selection, where these partners have needs, and bringing them alongside in consulting roles to help these businesses think through what is a marketing strategy for us, how can we improve our systems and processes to be able to be more effective and more efficient in what we do as a business so that we can grow our bottom line, so that we can help more girls and boys.
That is so exciting to think about how just this unity in purpose and mission. I know that anybody that is affiliated with the Lead Like Jesus organization, as I'm listening to this and my heart and gratitude for Lead Like Jesus, it is so exciting to know that that message is being useful to you at LifeShape, which is then in turn helping businesses, and you're taking your skills. If there's anybody that knows systems, it is Chick-fil-A that can get thousands of people through a lunch crowd line drive-through better than anyone else, and how you can take that and that skill can be used in a different country to help people that are trying to help the hurting. What a beautiful picture of the body of Christ using their skills and the practical element and the heart level element and bringing those together to make an impact in cultures all over the world. I'm just personally so appreciative and so encouraged to hear you sharing these stories, to know that really we're partnering in so many different ways than we maybe even realize.
I just want to emphasize from our part, I can't understate what a blessing Lila Jesus has been to us and the content. And we are looking at leveraging the encounters with multiple partners, as well as the biblical disc, as well as the work of the way of the Carpenter SL2 model, you know, with our partners. And so all of this is going to be leveraged in such a way to build the capacity of partners like these freedom businesses so they can have a greater impact on the human trafficking issue, on partners like Water Mission in Charleston, South Carolina, so that they can move from impacting or giving clean water to 3 million people since 2001 to doubling that to maybe half the time over the next couple of years, to organizations like MAP International, who distributes medicines around the world. We're looking at coming alongside them and helping them to move from impacting 10 million people a year through their programs and medicine distributions to their goal of 50 million people a year. So those are just some exciting things. And again, Lead by Jesus will, and the content and the encounters will be a crucial part of that.
Well, that is terrific to hear. We only have a couple of minutes left in our time together. I would love for you to address that third area of discipleship. What does that look like? How is that practically being carried out in the places that LifeShape is having an impact?
Well, I think it goes back to, we talk about this idea of the spiritual poverty, and specifically we see the center of the target for us is spiritual transformation. And so bottom line, that's lives changed, people growing in their walks with Christ, coming into relationship, number one, with Christ, and then growing in their walks with Christ. And so whatever we do through our various partnerships and engaging our marketplace professionals around the world, it always has the focus of spiritual transformation. It could be through ministering to kids, could be through developing servant leaders or the business consulting. All those things, though, they all have an eye towards, well, how do we see God at work, and how do we join God at the work that he's doing in an individual life? It might be a sidebar conversation where we pray with somebody. It might be within a training where we share a testimony. It might be in getting alongside that businessman in their small business and talking through how God has led us through the challenges in our own businesses. And so all that together, but seeing an emphasis on spiritual transformation through it all.
Steve, on behalf of Lead Like Jesus, I just want to thank you for the work that you're doing and for the work of LifeShape. It has just been a pleasure to get to talk to you and learn more about how the Lord is using LifeShape and all of your employees to make a difference, and how we can partner together to continue to be that light and to continue to help you break the cycle of spiritual poverty. I'm sure that there are people that will want to get information from you and learn more about LifeShape. Can you maybe give us the LifeShape website, and then also if they want to have contact specifically with you, how should they do that?
They could go to www.lifeshape.org is our website, and you'll see all the information there on who we are, what we do, and how we do it. And then if you wanted to reach out to me specifically, you can reach me at srubado, that's srubado at lifeshape.org. I'd be happy to answer any questions and talk through things. It's been my pleasure to be here with you, Karen, today, so thank you for the time.
Well, thank you so much. And again, lifeshape.org if you want more information on the impact that LifeShape is having around the world. And if you want more information on the Lead Like Jesus encounters and resources, go check out leadlikejesus.com.